Yeah, it definitely did, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Gloucester was. It was. It's funny because being in this, you know, you guys at the picture on here are doing a very similar thing, facilitating that very simple for children or for and for adults connection with being in the world and having opportunity. And the same thing happened when we started to want to do it. Small doors would open for us. If we had an interest, you know, a couple of people would help us do that. Like when we were 16, 17, we really wanted to get into the dancing thing. And we had a dance group. We needed somewhere to rehearse. And one of the guys in the group, Humphrey, said, "Oh, I'll ask the guy, Dave, I think it was Dave, at the local Coney Hill Youth Club, if we could use the youth club space to rehearse." So he said, we said, "Yeah, ask him if we can do that." So he said, "Yeah, you can do it." And so I'm not even sure, he maybe even gave us the key or what have you. Things were gentler and easier then. People would trust you. So we were entrusted to have that space, and we went in there, and we got in, we rehearsed, we created, we got pieces of music we liked. We just started to create and rehearse, and we were singly minded and just got on with it. And we never abused his trust ever. It never entered our mind to do that.
So what was the payoff for all of this work?
What was the payoff? We just had fun, and we started to get a reputation. People recognized us. People valued us, validated us, reflected that we were good dancers. You know, we were a Gloucester, massive. If guys came from other towns, you know, and they were good dancers, we had to either challenge them or be, you know, those guys are good. You know, we were, you know, we had some worth. So it really helped us arrive in Gloucester, be somebody.